Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and 109 shows later, I finally got to the ear. That just shows you how much there is to learn. We're going to get into the ear, as in hearing, as in you're losing your hearing, as in you've grown up with chronic ear infections, as if you've got that thing we call tinnitus, the ringing in the ear, the swooshing in the ear, sounds in the ear, water in the ear that you can't get out. Something crawls into your ear and you don't know what it's doing there and you can't get it out. The ear. Cranial nerve number 8, the cochlear nerve, from the brain supplies the electrical force to the ear. First thing you need to know about the ear is to get on the website, straighttalk.cc. As always, as much as you can handle it, I'm going to teach you to the pictures. So if you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. That's with two T's, .cc, not .com. If you're one of my wonderful regular listeners, then you know what to do. You're looking at approximately 12 pictures, and you're going to take the cursor and put it on the picture. The picture will blow up, and you can follow, as I talk, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Today's show, a picture's worth 2,000 words. So get on the site if you can. If you can't, if you're just not computer savvy, you're afraid to do it, you haven't taken the great leap into the 21st century, then do this. Just listen and imagine. I'll speak it from both angles. It's the turn of the century, 1900. Let's go back to 1900. It's 113 years ago. I want you to do this as the morning's meditation. Top 5 causes of death. Birthing children. Infant mortality. Pneumonia. Diabetes. That's 1900. It's before antibiotics. It's before doctors used drugs. There were a few drugs back then. There was practically no surgery, and an auto mechanic could do surgery back then. It was so crude. At the turn of the century, we thought that the bones of the cranium, the cranial bones, were one big unit. We didn't know that we could take apart the skull. We didn't know that we could take apart the bones of the skull. That's picture number 10. If you blow that up, you look at the skull. The cranium is a bunch of individual bones. Now, we've talked about this before. The skull is a bunch of individual bones. If you knock yourself on the forehead, that's the frontal bone. If you hit yourself on the side, just tap yourself on the side of the head. Just above the ear, you're looking at the parietal bone, the temporal bone. In the back of your head, there's the occipital bone. The jawbone is called the mandible. To each side of your nostril, of your nose, is the maxillary bones. The sharp points on the cheeks, that's the zygoma, the zygomatic bone. Point is, you can take apart the entire skull into separate bones. Again, in 1900, this wasn't understood. British anatomists from England, British anatomists felt that the bone was one fused piece of wood, that there was no way to separate it. Italian anatomists argued. The argument went on, and finally, today we understand certainly that all of the bones of the skull come apart. We take them apart in dissection. This is key to understanding the ear, because there's a bone that your ear sits in. The organ we call the ear sits in a bone called the temporal bone. Temporal bone. Now, of course, I've put a picture of that. So if you're on the site, you have to look at that picture number 10. You just put your cursor on it, blow it up, and that orange bone is called the temporal bone. It says Rohan, R-O-H-E-N. His pectoral of the cranial bones show an orange bone just in the area of the ear, and that bone's called the temporal bone. We can take that bone out, and if you look at picture number 12, you see the temporal bone actually taken out. So if you're not on the computer right now, just touch your earlobe and then touch the top of your ear. And then just put your hand on the hard bone behind the ear. Well, spreading out a couple of inches in all directions, you can actually pull that out of your skull. It's a separate bone. Why is that important? I'll tell you why that's important. Because if you're going to respect all the symptoms you run to your ENT with, all the money you've spent on chronic ear infections, it seems so simple, doesn't it? And yet the number of people that I see suffer with chronic ear infections, with years of tinnitus, people going deaf and they don't understand why. And yeah, I'm harping on it once again, the cranial rhythms. Look at picture number one, and you're going to see the ear itself, which we're going to divide into the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. Now, somewhere in your education, you've heard about the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. I don't know about you. The nuns taught me back in the sixth grade. Remember the bones of the middle ear? Those teeny weeny little bones? The hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup? I've got those pictured also. The malleus, the incus, and the stapes, smallest bones of the body, comprise the middle ear. They sit just behind the eardrum. So if you look at that picture number one, or just stick your fingers in your ear, if you take a Q-tip, pull out a Q-tip, and stick that Q-tip into your ear. Don't be ridiculous about it, but stick it in until it's comfortably snug, till it can't push anymore, till common sense tells you you shouldn't go any deeper. We've all cleaned our ears so we can do this. At the point where you can't push that Q-tip any deeper, you're starting to press the Q-tip against the tympanic membrane or the eardrum. If you were to burst through that eardrum, and yes, eardrums burst, right? We've known people who burst their eardrum at high altitudes. If you decompress from a high altitude too fast, you can burst your eardrum. The pressure change is so rapid that the membrane that we call the eardrum, the tympanic membrane, bursts. So there's no separation then from your ear into what's on the other side of that membrane. That's the malleus, the incus, and the stapes, or the hammer, the anvil, the stirrup, as we used to call them. Those are the three little bones of the middle ear. When those bones don't vibrate correctly, when those bones become arthritic, here's the education. Here's the education that we whittle down to common sense. We don't have to talk in big terms. We can just break it down. When the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup, the bones of the middle ear, begin to develop arthritis, you start to lose your hearing. That's fascinating. That's fascinating to me. The same thing we call arthritis in the knuckles of your hands or your shoulder or your low back is the same thing, and biochemically it's the same process that begins to happen to those bones of the middle ear. They don't vibrate correctly. Vibration. You have to think of those bones, and I hope you're looking at them. If not, just imagine them. You have to think of those bones like little guitar strings. And those guitar strings have different frequencies, meaning they vibrate to different sounds. And when a vibration from somebody dropping a glass or honking a horn, when that vibration goes into your ear, down the ear canal, vibrates the tympanic membrane, vibrates the eardrum, it vibrates those bones. But those bones, God positioned. Yes, God is involved. Remind your scientists and doctors, God is involved here. the genius of this is not human. The genius of this is divine. Those vibrations go across the tympanic membrane, and they hit each bone of the ear. And depending upon the shape of that bone, its position in that eardrum, the bone will vibrate to the specific frequency of the sound coming in. And this vibration is picked up by the nerve, the cochlear nerve, the auditory nerve. Hopefully you're looking at the picture so you can see this big piece of Ronzoni spaghetti with little tiny microscopic fingers touching these bones, touching everything. And the mechanical vibration is converted into an electrical signal that the brain recognizes, and that identifies the sound. So if you're blindfolded and somebody breaks a glass, your brain knows what that sounds like. And that vibration from the glass goes into the ear, vibrates those bones. Those bones receive it at the frequency they're designed to receive it. So one bone doesn't receive it like the other. That's why you have three. And then that sends an electrical signal. There's a mechanical initiator that transfers to an electrical signal, mechanical to electrical, mechanical energy to electrical energy. That transmission is occurring all the time on so many levels in the body. So your ear nerve, auditory nerve, cranial nerve, number 8, it sucks up that mechanical vibration, and then something goes on in the brain that flip-flops the signal around and tells you what broke, even though you can't see it. Absolutely fascinating. Now, here's the point. Calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium oxalate, calcium oxalate kidney stones, the kidneys, the ear. Oh, boy. I just said a mouthful. Do you get it? The kidney reflexes to the ear. We know that. It's fundamental to many perceptions in medicine that kidneys ear. And what it's really saying is one of the grains, the granulations, that's supposed to be taken out of the blood by the kidney is calcium oxalate. First, we don't want to make that. Just like we don't want to make calcium hydroxyapatite. When we say arthritis in the joint, we're looking at crystals, uric acid crystals, calcium hydroxyapatite crystals. We're looking at crystals that shouldn't be there, crystals that have precipitated out of the blood because the chemistry is incorrect. Check my other shows on this. Anything I've done on the bone and the joints and the kidney, just about anything I've done on anything, we're always talking about precipitation, meaning in that liquid medium called the blood, whew, emerges these crystals looking for a place to hang themselves. Out of that imbalance in your blood chemistry, we deposit calcium oxalate, calcium hydroxyapatite. We deposit it into the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup. The bones of the middle ear ossify. They become one. They should be three. They become one. Ossification. With arthritis, ossification of your fingers. You can't move your fingers. To move your fingers, it hurts. You see these lumps on your fingers? That's ossification. Precipitation out of the blood into the joints. The bones of the middle ear, what ages you, what makes you deaf, why you're getting progressively hard of hearing, so on and so forth, is often an ossification process of the bones of the middle ear, no different than arthritis. Why did it hit your ear? Why did it hit your ear? I hope you can follow this. Why your ear? Why doesn't your medical doctor tell you about it?